Spiders Will Eat Your Face, available on Amazon Prime. Instant watch at Amazon.com. Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the documentary about the history of pet tarantulas in America. That is Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the movie on Amazon.
EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am not Bane Hellborn. I am the infamous MJ, of course. We did have a open ready to go, and then the bad thing about recording things early is sometimes news breaks, and not in the good way, and we both decided that due to the fact of the death of Nelson Ellis, we decided to cut a new intro, and technical issues hit. Like I said, we had it ready to go Saturday, and unfortunately things happened the way they did. But I did want to dedicate this opening segment to Nelson Ellis, who unfortunately passed away on Sunday. And or actually on Saturday, we didn't get the news till Sunday. I'll take that back. For those of you who don't know, Ellis played probably one of the most memorable characters in the series True Blood, Lafayette Reynolds, who was a gay fry cook, drug dealer, and medium. Ellis, of course, played in a lot of other shows as well. Elementary he was in. He was also in The Help, Secretariat, The Butler, The Soloist, and the Stanford Prison Experiment. As well, he was only 39 years old, but we wanted to give the first segment to him this week because of this, and we, like I said, we did have a few change of plans on the podcast when this came down after we recorded our original open. But other than that, it's a we're gonna go ahead. And we're going to take the time now. Just go ahead and get this music here on EMZT Radio.
The problem with my burger?
Just a couple of drunk rednecks, that's all.
Well, what's their problem?
Oh, come on now. It's not worth it.
What did they say?
He said the burger.
What did they say, Arlene?
He said the burger might have AIDS. Lafayette. Fudge.
Excuse me. Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
I ordered the hamburger deluxe.
In this restaurant, a hamburger deluxe come with french fries, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and AIDS. Do anybody got a problem with that?
Yeah. I'm an American, and I got a say in who makes my food.
Well, baby, it's too late for that. Faggot's been breeding your cows, raising your chickens, even brewing your beer long before I walk my sexy ass up in this motherfucker. Everything on your goddamn table got AIDS.
You still ain't making me eat no AIDS burger.
Well, all you gotta do is say, hold the AIDS. Here. Eat it. Whoa! Bitch, you come in my house, you gonna eat my food the way I fucking make it! Do you understand me? Tip your waitress.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am not Bane Hellborn. I am the infamous MJ, of course. We did have a open ready to go, and then the bad thing about recording things early is sometimes news breaks, and not in the good way. And we both decided that due to the fact of the death of Nelson Ellis, we decided to cut a new intro, and technical issues hit. So, like I said, we had it ready to go Saturday, and unfortunately things happened the way they did. But I did want to dedicate this opening segment to Nelson Ellis, who unfortunately passed away on Sunday. And, or actually on Saturday, we didn't get the news till Sunday. I'll take that back. For those of you who don't know, Ellis played probably one of the most memorable characters in the series True Blood, Lafayette Reynolds, who was a gay fry cook, drug dealer, and medium. Ellis, of course, played in a lot of other shows as well. Elementary he was in. He was also in The Help, Secretariat, The Butler, The Soloist, and the Stanford Prison Experiment as well. He was only 39 years old, but we wanted to give the first segment to him this week because of this. And we, like I said, we did have a few change of plans on the podcast when this came down after we recorded our original open. But other than that, it's a, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take the time now. Just go ahead, get to some music here on EMZT Radio.
Standing here, I love all alone. Opening my eyes, once again I see it. Looking here, it's never the same. The old town has changed, now I can't see it. The days and the nights just went by so fast. The things that we said are all in the past. The things that we do, the life that we lead, takes us down to the life, the air that we breathe. Back to days that are gone. As we take our time, no one can reach you. Getting into heaven and hell, we make our choice, so we can take you. The times that we take, the life that we see, and the times that you have, the life is so weak. So the world now turns, you live and you learn. Down in the fiery urn, you burn. See the sun is so blind. We find our way, just going through it. And I'm pointing hanging around. I've got my time, see the way through the jail. Stretch out, days are getting longer. Never knowing what it could be. To understand, now you get stronger. I run and I burn and fought for what's right. I yearn and I burn and now see the light. And you know you care the reasons we fight. Now I get, now I give, I know what I found. Blow out my mind to feel the heat. Really don't get it. Everything I see is so blind. It took me so wild. Do you really get it? Looking down on the town from high all around. People we see, they're stuck in the crowd. All of our lives is so nice and tight. If the torque of the town can count the street light.
from an article at boozefunzone.com. That's booze as in boo. This hotel is so haunted you're required to sign a waiver to stay there. The hotel is located in the quiet Shawangunk Mountains of Ulster County, New York. It even looks like a hotel out of a horror movie. It sort of does. Looking at this picture, it looks like a double dose of Amityville. Dwelling somewhere in its 35 rooms and hidden basement are several spirits who delight in pestering the living who choose to spend their time at the Shanley. Not the Stanley, the Shanley. Because it's in New York. Since its construction in 1895, the Shanley has been the site of a number of tragedies. Even the original owner's 3 children died in the Shanley Hotel. During the Prohibition era, part of the Shanley operated as an underground speakeasy and brothel. Coincidentally enough, the part of the building that was used to be the speakeasy is considered the most haunted. Those visiting that area of the house often report shortness of breath and a strange feeling of unease. Visitors feel as if someone is watching them from the shadows. Strange sights and sounds have been reported by guests inside the Shanley at all times of day and night. If you're thinking about stopping off at the Shanley during your next vacation, you should be prepared. The current management of the hotel makes guests sign a waiver, absolving them of responsibility in the event that a resident spirit does something dangerous. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. For you, the listeners of EMZT Radio Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And please give a try with... My choice is Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman has been long inspired by the ancient mythology in creating the fantastical realms of his fiction. Now he turns his attention back to the source, presenting a bravura rendition of the great northern tales. In Norse mythology, Gaiman fashions primeval stories into a novelistic arc that begins with the genesis of the legendary 9 worlds, delves into the exploits of the deities, dwarves, and giants, and culminates in Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods, and the rebirth of a new time and people. And you can download your pick free by trying audibletrial.com/EMZT.
Back in the day, you could have it your way. You used to call it Burger King. pill. Your stomach may be empty, but your mind it is full. And your life may be short, but never is it dull. Climb inside a little plastic bag. It gives you life like you never had. From little drinks straight up your nose. Yeah, life is so rosy when you're stoned. They say I'll go nowhere. Yeah, there's nowhere to go. Tell you things that you already know, like everything you take is so bad for you, but you're gonna die eventually, whatever you do, because life inside a little plastic bag, it gives you life like you never had, with a little drink straight up your nose. Yeah, life is so rosy when you're
those summer nights. Isolation, seclusiveness, solitude, the perfect setting for a summer getaway or the perfect setting for a psychotic killer thirsty for blood. In our world of horror, you're never alone for very long. Scream of the week. Clown Town. This is why clowns get a bad rep. Creepy enough with face paint and costumes, add in chainsaws, machetes, and you'll never want to go to the circus again. Or get stranded in a town where a clown gang is running around murdering people. Hotter Than Hell Collection. Nothing like a little heat to increase panic and fear. Statistics say murder rates go up when temperatures rise. In other news, it's National Ice Cream Day, or as us horror fans call it, National Ice Cream Day. New to Screambox, Lake Fear, Scarred, and The Warning. Screambox can be found on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox One, Roku, iPad, Samsung Smart TV, Android, and Kindle Fire. Just released, Black Magic, Eerie Mysteries, and more. The Alchemist Cookbook. Acclaimed indie filmmaker Joel Patricus comes to Shudder with The Alchemist Cookbook, an engrossing original tale of isolation, alchemy, and black magic. Don't miss it. Our Summer of Short series heads to South Korea, where you're invited to a dollhouse. When a young woman moves into a secluded mansion with a professor, the eerie mysteries pile up. Ooh, you're so cool, Brewster. Fright Night fan? Who isn't? This supersized documentary takes an insightful look at the beloved vampire comedy series. And tune in each week for a new never-ending stream of heart-pounding thrills. Discover this week's 10 unpleasant surprises. Shudder TV and Shudder can be found on Apple TV, Apple, Android, Roku, Chromecast, Fire TV, and Xbox. And also online at Shudder.com.
Spiders Will Eat Your Face, available on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the documentary about the history of pet tarantulas in America. That is Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the movie on Amazon.
And now an update from the crowdfunding campaigns that we are following, starting Indiegogo.com. One Must Fall, an 80s-themed horror comedy slasher. They're looking for $25,000. They have 17 days left as of this recording. They're up to 31% of their goal, which is $7,850. And this one is going to be so much fun. A girl wrongfully fired from her office job takes on a temp job on a crime scene cleanup crew, and a serial killer is still at large. Now this group, they also want to do a week-long workshop on how to make a film. And one of the students who will complete the course will be getting his film gear to make their own film. So I totally thought that was a really good idea. And it shows that even though this is his first film ever, he's willing to help other people make films. There's still lots of perks to get in on. Yeah, even if it's $5 to buy somebody coffee on the set, every penny counts. So that's One Must Fall on Indiegogo.com. The other one we're following is For Her. We did give to this project. This is a second campaign for post-production costs. They're looking for £600. They're only up to £130 as of this recording. And there's 20 days left to get in on this, which they're mostly giving away copies of the DVD, Blu-ray, signed poster, digital copies, name in the credits, or just a shout out. This is a really good story. It's like a horror love story. And this is For Her, which I just gave £20, and that includes everything, including a digital copy, DVD copy, Blu-ray copy, signed poster. Yes. So please give to this project. And we know Dead Air has accomplished their goal back in June. 110% funded, and they have updated that they've been furiously working on getting the cast together to start filming, and production will begin in September at Black Hanger Studios, where they're going to be filming on one of those airplanes set up for filming. This is awesome. I can't wait for this. GoFundMe.com. Look for Preacher 6, Kyle Hester's project. They're looking for $10,000. They have 3,617, and this is a campaign that they're looking to start shooting some of the film in Arkansas. And this is going to be so epic with the amount of action that's going to be in this movie, for fight scenes with Preacher 6 fighting demons and the makeup for the demons and everything. I'm so excited for this film, so give to this one. Go to GoFundMe.com and do a search for Preacher 6. A previous campaign that we gave to for Echoes of the Past, Scott Lias finally finished up making the credits and everything for the film, and they're submitting it to film festivals right now. So that's starting to get on the film festival circuit, and we wish them lots of good luck, and we're anxious to see this one. Salient Minus 10, our good friend Emma Dark. She did an update that the film has been completed and it's being entered into the first of the festivals that she had on her list. And we're waiting for a trailer for this, for Salient Minus 10. And I got in on that. I have the t-shirt. bought the t-shirt. Keep an eye out for Salient Minus 10. It's hitting the festivals, and this is in the UK, so hopefully we'll get to see trailers for this very soon. And do be sure to help out independent horror projects that you can find on Indiegogo, Kickstarter, GoFundMe, any type of those crowdfunding project sites. I just did a general search of horror, and you come up with a whole ton of lists of things that are available or have or are still their campaign closed, but they're still taking money for. So do be nice and help these people accomplish their dreams. That's what we like to do, too.
Thank you. in the 20th century, and having had the privilege of sharing that century, but our association did begin more than 50 years ago. That is quite a long time back, and I have made a few notes to remind me of the early days of that association. One morning, the king asked me, one of my earliest recollections of was characteristically a surprising one. It was then 10 o'clock, and the rest of the house party had been up and around.
Castlevania, the anime series based on Castlevania III: Dracula's Curse, released on Netflix. Two seasons have been confirmed for it, with the first having four episodes of 30 minutes each and premiering July 7th, 2017. On the day of the release of Season 1, Netflix officially announced a second season of 8 episodes. Castlevania is an American-Canadian adult animated web television series based on the video game franchise of the same name by Konami. The series follows Trevor Belmont, who defends the nation of Wallachia from Dracula and his minions. Its animation is heavily influenced of that by anime. When his wife is burned at the stake after being falsely accused of witchcraft, the vampiric count Vlad Dracula Tepish declares all the people of Wallachia will pay with their lives. His army of monsters and demons overruns the country, causing the people to live lives of fear and distrust. To combat this, the disgraced demon hunter Trevor Belmont takes up arms against Dracula's forces, aided by the magician Sypha Belnades and Dracula's son Alucard. Everybody who has Netflix, go watch this series. It's fucking amazing, and it does a lot more of the backstory of each of the characters of Trevor, Sypha, and Alucard. I am completely hooked. Unfortunately, there are only 4 episodes for season 1. We're going to have to wait till next season to see 8 more. And at the end of the 4th episode, spoiler alert, that's when each of the characters meet up all together to fulfill a prophecy. Dracula's son fighting the demons of darkness with a hunter and a scholar. Go watch it. You'll love it. I do. And you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Well, we take a look now at Shout Factory and Scream Factory. They have brought out their lineups for San Diego Comic-Con, which starts in a couple of weeks. July 21st, Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live, Watch Out for Snakes tour. So they'll be doing Watch Out for Snakes. Always a ride. If you've never seen Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live, you need to go ahead and do that. 8 o'clock that night. By the way, that would be at the Balboa Theater. Room 4, the Convention Center, 8 o'clock on Friday. It'll be Shout Factory's Jeremy Witham, Brian Ward, and Jelf Nelson. They'll be making special announcements and sneak peeks. On my birthday, July 22nd, booth 4118 is where you want to be, because Mystery Science Theater 3000 will be doing a cast signing. And Joel Hodgson will be there. Felicia Day, Jonah Ray, Hampton Yount, and Rebecca Hansen will all also be there, of course, to sign autographs. At 3 o'clock, Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return and New Destinations panel. They'll be talking about their Kickstarter campaign, what happened with that. Of course, they broke all kinds of records on that. It's now a Netflix original series. And they'll be talking to everybody about what's next. Joel and the cast members, Felicia Day, Jonah Ray, Hampton Yount, Rebecca Hansen will all be talking about what's going on and what you as fans want to see on the Netflix. At 7 o'clock, then it will be the Watch Out for Snakes tour again at the Balboa Theater, mst3k.com/tour if you want more information on that. The Shout Factory booth, that's 4118 as well, because that's Scream Factory's. Taking a look at a few things, there is a Scream Factory button pack that you'll be able to get this year. It's the 5th anniversary, actually, of Scream Factory. And some of the things include a brand new Mystery Science Theater 3000 poster, Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the 8th Dimension, Army of Darkness, so you gotta definitely pick this up, Bill and Ted's Most Excellent Adventure, Somatic Titanic, The Complete Collection, Digimon Adventure, a few Digimon Adventures actually, Escape from New York, The Collector's Edition Steelbook, you can't forget that, Fargo, the 20th edition, the 20th anniversary edition. Believe it or not, we are coming up on 20 years of Fargo, if you can believe that. The Fog will be there too. Huku Hakaraju Music Baby will be in there. The Lawnmower Man, Malicious, The Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir. My Little Pony, there's some My Little Pony stuff in there. Mystery Science Theater 3000, volume 37 will be in as well. Slither, Species, Streets of Fire, Teen Wolf, and Teen Wolf 2. They Live, which is an absolute awesome movie. And The Thin will also be in all of that. So if you're heading out to the San Diego Comic-Con, you will definitely, definitely enjoy what you got going on there. Wow. Back to some music.
Candles flicker, shadows casting, flesh and blood aflame. Thirst is rising, everlasting, a beast too wild to tame.
Going to wrap it up here at EMZT Radio, and I just want to say this, we got a couple of great interviews coming up here in the next couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, we'll have one next week, but we'll also have a very special announcement on next week's podcast about a guest that's coming on a later date. But I wanted to take this time to bring up something here at the moment that we're going through and a lot of other online radio stations are going through right now. And that is, there seems to be a slight issue and we might need your help here with what we're doing. Now, let me explain what the situation is at the moment. We got an email here earlier this week, or early last week, I should say. Most of you know we have an online radio station. Well, you have to keep it legal. So, the thing is, you have to pay certain groups for royalties fees. And of course, you know, because we're not interested in screwing people out of money, and we believe that all artists should get their fair royalties. We go through a licensing company, and they're supposed to, we pay them a certain amount of money a month, and then they take care of everybody else. They make sure that, you know, we're okay as far as royalties go. Well, this week, unfortunately, we've had an issue, and I am putting this out there now because we need to raise some serious funds by the end of the month. ASCAP, which is one of the big licensing people, licensing groups, has had some issue with our company that we go through called Stream Licensing, and we don't exactly know what's going on because it's a lot of he said as far as the emails we get back and forth between ASCAP and Stream Licensing. It's all become one big headache. But the truth of the matter is we may, to stay on the air, at least on the radio side, we might have to come up with $200 by the end of the month. Now, the good news is it's all we got to come up for until June of next year. The bad news is we've got to come up with $200 basically in about 20 days, a little bit less than that. And we really do need your help on this one. So please subscribe to our Patreon. Our Patreon is $10 a month. That's all we ask, $10. So if we can get 20 of you at $10, that's all we need. And that's the $200 that we need to raise to make sure that we are taken care of, because if we can't raise this money, we'll pretty much be forced to go off the air, at least as far as music goes. And we want to help the artists that we play on this station, and a few of them do end up going through ASCAP to get their royalties, which is fine. It's okay. You know, we again, like I said, we don't screw anybody here as far as trying to get their royalties going, but it is a long, convoluted situation at the moment. I can't go into any further detail because there's a lot of things I don't know. A lot of answers of I don't know right now, and getting just two different sides of the story, which if you know me personally, you know that really just angers me. But the truth of the matter is, again, we need to rather be safe than sorry. We need to have that money on hand to make sure that we're legal, make sure that we're okay, you know, that sort of thing. If you want to keep the music on this station, we're going to have to start raising $200 a year just to satiate them. And we've never really, you know, I mean, I know we've asked for money before, but we've never really begged for it. And we're begging for it now because $200 is, Bane and I both have jobs, but we also have rent, and we also, you know, we also have to keep food on the table and a roof over our head. So a lot of our money goes to that. And again, this is just one of the few things that we tell you. You know, the money we get from what we raise on our Patreon does not go into Bane and I's pocket at all. It goes to buying money, buying music for the station. Of course, we buy the music. We don't ask for free music, because that goes against a lot of our principles. But we also want to make sure they get their proper royalties and we don't get banged for copyright infringement. So again, It would just take 20 of you at $10 a month. You'll get the interviews without anything else. You'll get the interviews first, by the way, which we're going to start changing a few things around with our Patreon, where I will be editing the interview and they will be going up Sunday night. So you will have it before it goes on the air. I'll be putting together a best of every month for the same reason. Please buy our t-shirts. Do what you can to help us out. Because that money does actually go back into the podcast. That money does actually go back into the station. We buy music. You know, we make sure we're legal. We buy new equipment. We start saving up for conventions this way, too. So, again, I just wanted to humbly ask that you do that. That's really just going to wrap things up for this week. We'll be back next week with some special guests, and we'll talk more about everything that's going on. Don't forget to buy our shirts over at Teespring. Of course, you can get us on Twitter. You can get us on Facebook. You know the deal by now. Don't forget to also buy an Audible book, please. Audibletrial.com, EMZT, is what you're looking for. All right, for Bane Hellborn, I'm the infamous one. Later, fried chicken!
Look at me, Damien! It's all for you!
Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Red rum, red rum!